Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel where we break down stocks with real data and straight talk. Today we're diving deep into Kroger, ticker KR, one of the biggest names in American grocery retail. Kroger operates thousands of stores across 35 states under banners like Kroger, Harris Teeter, and Ralph's, serving millions of customers every day with groceries, pharmacy, and fuel. The company has been navigating a tough consumer environment lately, but it still generates massive scale with nearly $150 billion in annual revenue. Founded way back in 1883 and headquartered in Cincinnati, Kroger now employs about 409,000 people and is led by CEO Greg Foran. Its business model blends traditional supermarkets with growing e-commerce and digital offerings, plus a strong pharmacy segment that brings in recurring traffic. Breaking down the revenue picture, Kroger's sales split into key categories like perishables, which account for roughly $37 billion, and pharmacy contributing about $18 billion in the latest fiscal year. Overall, top-line growth has been modest, ticking up just 1% in the most recent quarter as shoppers become more selective amid economic pressure. On the earnings side, the first quarter came in mixed. Revenue beat expectations, but earnings missed estimates due to higher costs and price investments aimed at winning back customers. Identical sales, excluding fuel, showed some resilience, yet gross margins took a hit, leading to the earnings shortfall and a subsequent stock drop. During the earnings call, management highlighted that customers are feeling the squeeze, with traffic softening in certain areas. They emphasized ongoing price cuts to drive long-term loyalty, strong e-commerce momentum, and plans to keep investing in digital and brick-and-mortar experiences. The company reaffirmed its full-year guidance while acknowledging near-term margin pressures from competitive pricing. Looking at the balance sheet and cash flow, Kroger continues to generate solid operating cash flow of around $7.2 billion annually, supporting free cash flow of $3.35 billion. The company maintains a reasonable current ratio near 0.79 and carries debt, but its dividend yield sits around 2.5%, with a history of consistent payouts. Net profit margins have compressed recently to about 0.7%. For valuation, we're using a forward PE model with DCF as support, which fits well for this mature grocery operator with analyst estimates available and positive free cash flow history. The model puts fair value somewhere in the mid-70s range, while the stock is trading around $55 right now. That suggests a potential gap of maybe 20 to 30% upside if the business stabilizes. Key drivers include normalized forward multiples around 14 times, modest share count reduction through buybacks, and steady free cash flow conversion in the 85 to 90% range. Strengths include Kroger's massive scale, reliable free cash flow generation, and diversified store formats. Weaknesses center on margin pressure from price investments and recent volume softness. Opportunities lie in e-commerce expansion and personalized shopping experiences like the new Isle Adventures concept. Threats come from intense competition, shifting consumer spending, and economic sensitivity in the grocery space. On the performance chart, shares have pulled back sharply with 11.6% drop over the past week and nearly 20% over the past month, underperforming the broader market amid the post-earnings reaction. Longer term, though, the five-year return still sits around 43%. My take is that Kroger looks undervalued after the sell-off, especially with the model suggesting fair value around $75. The new CEO's focus on price and digital growth could pay off over time, but near-term margins will stay under watch. This isn't a high-growth story anymore, so it suits investors looking for defensive income with a margin of safety. Just remember, these valuation estimates can shift if growth or cost assumptions change. Overall, Kroger offers a classic defensive name trading at a discount, and I think patient investors could find an attractive entry here. As always, do your own research and consider your risk tolerance before making any moves. Thanks for watching. Hit subscribe for more deep dives, and I'll see you in the next one.